The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith even the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Now who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here, take your place at table'? Would you not more likely say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So it should be with you. When you have done all that has been commanded you, still say, 'We are just servants. We have done what we are obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I'd like to comment just on the important beginning of that Gospel. The second part is just telling us that we should be grateful to be servants and not seek the higher place but the lower, which is common in Jesus' teaching, even if we don't always follow it. But his response to this question of the apostles, or this request to increase our faith — who of us doesn't offer that prayer? But the response given here in Luke's Gospel is different than the other Gospels. It's always used in a different context, and if you know the other Gospels, it says, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, "Fall into the sea," and it would obey you. Here, for some reason, Luke replaces mountain with mulberry tree. I guess it would be easier to transfer a mulberry tree than a mountain. But neither is really the point. The point is that a little bit goes a long way. And he's talking about what I'm going to call little faith. You know, most of us have more been trained in big faith. Big faith is to believe all the doctrines and all the dogmas and all the moralities of the church, which hardly anybody does if they're totally honest. But that's big faith, to accept everything the entire Catholic Church has taught for 2,000 years. Who of us, in that sense, really has big faith? The faith that Jesus promotes and teaches and recommends is something that every one of you in this room is highly capable of. And yet, it might even be more rare. Faith is not believing that doctrines are true or false. So what? So what? Faith is an active belief, first of all, that God is good. Better faith would be to believe that God is really good. And the best faith of all would believe that God is totally good, that all God does is goodness. Then carry it further, that this goodness is actually involved in your life right now. That God probably cares more for you than you do for yourself. That's much more rare. Then to trust that this God's goodness involved in your life right now could care so much that God would work for you, with you, and be on your side. That's active faith. Now that's little faith. That's mustard seed faith. It doesn't sound like it's very much at all. But that's what Jesus recommends. And he says this kind of little faith that looks very unimportant — you don't need to go to a seminary or a theology school to learn it. I'll bet a lot of you in this room have more of it than I do. And he said, That's the kind of faith that will move mountains and mulberry trees into the sea. I hope you know, this is where fundamentalism all falls apart. Jesus really isn't about throwing mulberry trees into the sea. Who cares? But a lot of people think that's the point. And they've wasted time trying to throw mulberry trees into the sea to show that they have faith. They don't know how to read sacred texts and to use language the same way you use language. You use metaphors and images to make other points. But the point is the point, and not the metaphor, not the symbol, not the story. But everybody argues about whether it could really happen. There are actually people who try to throw mulberry trees into the sea. I don't know if they lose faith afterwards or what. But it has nothing to do. It's just religion is magic. It has nothing to do with trusting that God is good right now and on your side. And more on your side than you are on your own. Now we're set up for this in the first reading from the prophet Habakkuk. What a strange name. I bet none of you would think of naming your children Habakkuk. It's one of the lesser known prophets. But this passage, quoted by Paul in his letter to the Romans, all builds up to this wonderful last line. And this last line sets us up for this wonderful gospel. He says, write it down. The vision is clear. It will have its time, but it will press on to fulfillment. It will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will come. It will not be late. And this is the vision. This is the message. And it's the last line of his prophecy. The just man will live by faith. A one-liner. The just man will live by faith. This kind of faith that I just described. This faith that, yes, moves mountains and mulberry trees. In other words, it can do the impossible. It can take you beyond where the normal person can be taken. Because it does one thing and one thing well. It trusts that God is good. God is very good. God is always good. And that goodness is right now, in this moment, on your side. That kind of active faith will indeed move mountains and even mulberry trees.